From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, hello there. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We try to spend some time over the weekend looking over your list of priorities and what is important in the news and try to make a little common sense of it all. Have some fun doing so as we go through it. Got a good show today, by the way. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk about statins. If you young folks don't know what statins are, if you're over about 50 or 55, you take statins to keep your cholesterol level down. But there have been more and more surveys out about how statins can actually cause some problems. I take statins, been doing it for many, many years. Sometimes I don't feel too good, got arthritis. Does statins play a role in that? We'll talk to a prominent physician about that very issue. In the top of the hour,
we are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, if you are worried about your cholesterol, and most of us are as we get a little older, then one thing we consider is taking statins. And we're talking about the pros and cons of taking a statin with Dr. Mark Estrin. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, written a book called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. And you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Mark, we were talking a little bit about the downside. Now, I think we all understand that one of the downsides is that people sometimes have joint pain, muscle pain. You could probably deal with that in some way by taking, aspirin or Advil, Aleve, whatever the product is. But are there other side effects that your research has uncovered? Are there things that go beyond just the joint and muscle pain that would really concern someone in taking statins?
Well, there are other side effects, including increased incidence of certain diseases. For example, there's some belief that people taking statins may become more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, just as an example. But a lot of these other side effects are complicated by trying to figure out whether the statin itself is what leads to the increased risk, or if there's another factor within the person who happens to be taking statins, and it's the other factor that leads to the increased risk. That's really the issue here. One of the things it helps to do with statins is to take a look at the latest guidelines that have been released for using the statins and understand how physicians groups are now looking at statins in the general population. There's always been a divide in terms of whether doctors feel they're very good or they're not as good. Two of the most important medical organizations in the United States, the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, have had somewhat different viewpoints on statins for quite some time. And those are detailed in the book. But basically, people at the Cleveland Clinic have been saying these things are so great, we should probably put them in everybody's water, and that everybody's going to be on statins. And of course, they're joking, but that's a way of explaining how good they think they are. The Mayo Clinic tends to be more moderate about it and say, well, let's be very careful and deal with each individual's clinical picture before making the decision. But the most recent guidelines on statins, which came out in November of last year from two separate groups of cardiologists, experts, would tremendously increase the number of people taking statins. And this speaks to the question of side effects. Right now, there are about 25 million people in the United States and many, many more, many millions or more elsewhere, who take statins. Under the new guidelines, 56 million Americans between the ages of 40 and 75 would be considered good candidates for statins. That's about half of all people over, let's say, age 50. That's a very, very, very large number. And this is the current recommendation from groups of cardiologists who have studied these medications, not only for individuals, but also for large groups of people. Now, there is controversy about this, and the controversy comes exactly from what you're talking about, Jim, in terms of possible side effects. And it also comes from the question of whether or not this would be over-medicating. Do we really want to give powerful medicines like this for the rest of their lives to people who have never experienced a cardiac event and may never experience one in the future? So these are the controversies that are constantly going on and will continue to go on about statins as people try to balance the possible side effects versus the very real issue that heart disease is the number one killer. And that's where you have to come back to with this. Understand that what the disease that statins are designed to make less likely is the most likely disease to kill the largest number of people.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I think most of our more informed listeners, I don't want to put anybody down on this, but most of us who have health concerns kind of know that if your cholesterol level gets up to 300, 350, 400, then you got some problems. If you're a primary user, someone who's never had a heart attack, is there a level of which you should get some concerned? And I'm a big believer in second-guessing your doctor and getting second opinions because, as you said, doctors practice medicine and don't always have a consensus on this. I mean, I'm stunned that the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic would be that far apart. If a cholesterol level's around 150, that's, you know, pretty much average, 125, 150, then I would assume someone would not be taking a statin. But is there a level you think from your research that tells you, look, you're at the level where you better start seriously thinking about it and talking to your doctor and making an informed decision? Is that too simplistic, or is there a ballpark level that you ought to be, show some real concern of a cholesterol level?
There is a ballpark level. The ballpark level for cholesterol is about 240. That's milligrams per deciliter, 240. That's generally considered the ballpark. And in addition, the LDL level of 130 is considered a ballpark area of concern. But what you need to understand is that if the only risk factor you have is high cholesterol, that doesn't mean you go on a statin. It is possible to have high cholesterol above 240 and not need a statin because there are other risk factors. There's a whole list of them, but there would be family history of high cholesterol or cardiovascular disease, a sedentary lifestyle, high blood pressure, generally poor health, if you already have diabetes, if you're overweight, if you smoke, and there are a number of peripheral artery disease, that's a narrowing of the arteries in your neck, arms or legs. If you have any of these conditions and you also have high cholesterol, you're a very, very good candidate for using statins. If you don't have any of those conditions and you have high cholesterol, you may or may not be a good candidate. And this is why it's always a mistake to allow people to give you general prescriptions. It's important to get an individualized prescription from your doctor who knows you. But these are some of the factors that are important in deciding whether or not to take a step.
All right, now let's get to the bottom line. Mark, how old are you?
I'm 65.
All right, so I'm a little older than you, but so here's the question. Do you or will you take statins to get for your protection? You've raised the pros and the cons, but you've looked at this pretty closely. You know more than any of us that are listening to you right now. Are you on statins, or will you consider taking statins if you reach that cholesterol level?
I am not on statins. As long as we're trading, what are we doing as individuals? You are taking them. I am not. I don't have cholesterol level that is sufficiently high to be considered as somebody who ought to be taking statins. If my cholesterol level were to be at that level, I would certainly consider taking them. I am fortunate enough not to have a family history of cardiovascular disease or any of these other risk factors that it's important to look at. Nevertheless, because they are so effective in doing what they're designed to do, if I do find between my age currently and your age, if I were to find that my cholesterol level had crept up and that my LDL level was at that height, I would definitely consider them. Whether or not I would actually take them would depend on a variety of other factors in terms of my general health at that time. And that's the way all the listeners should also think about it. Don't simply say, I'm X years old, I need statins, or my cholesterol is X, I need statins. It's not that simple. There are guidelines, but there is no absolute way of saying, if this is true, you must do this. It's just not so.
Okay, you summed up pretty well there, Mark. And like I say, as you see, each listener has to make their own informed decision. Talk to their doctor, but the bottom line is do a little research on this stuff. And one of the best ways to do the research is to read Mark Estrin's book. It's called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. The easiest way to find it is just to go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Mark, have a nice weekend. Thanks for the information, and good luck to you. Hopefully we'll have the chance to talk again sometime in the future.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Take care. Interesting guy. Mark's there to talk about the taking care of yourself and these statins. And the bottom line is, you know, you just can't sit back and say, well, I'll go to the doctor for my yearly checkup and let him tell me what to do. You got to do some research. You got to make your own decision. Everybody's individual. My father had a heart attack, a person about 74. I think because he's very sedentary, wasn't that active. But it's still kind of a wake-up call for me. So as a consequence, I made the decision to take the statins. We've all got to make our individual decision. Check out the book and check out my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Have some fun with my new columns, some jokes, and you'll enjoy yourselves there. Top of the news, we're going to...